Yeah, sustainable investing is an interesting investment approach for us from the perspective of being a large pension investment manager and also from the perspective of our clients, the pension funds, because it allows across a very broad portfolio to achieve different objectives. One of them is to contribute to risk-adjusted returns and to help optimize returns. The second one is to demonstrate social responsibility. And the third one is to contribute to the integrity of financial markets. We are invested in all kinds of different asset classes, so we don't only have exposure to capital markets, but also to alternatives. And responsible investment allows you to pursue an approach that's specific to each one of these investment strategies in your portfolio and to really tailor it to the specific approach that is taken. And I think that makes it very attractive. Also, in a way, we believe that by taking a responsible investment approach, one actually makes, in the end, better informed and better investment decisions. And that, of course, in the end, you know, we are here to provide pensions for our beneficiaries, which is what we are seeking to achieve. Moreover, I think that responsible investment is very attractive because it is an area where there's still a lot of scope for innovation and for developing new and different kind of approaches that can eventually hopefully help to contribute to a more sustainable society. What it also allows you to do on that note is to really make investments into, as we call them, solutions to sustainability issues. And thereby, for example, to invest in infrastructure for renewable energy, which will help a transition to a more sustainable society.
What are the key barriers to sustainable investing?
Yeah, one of the key barriers that we face when we want to make investments into sustainability solutions is that there's a lot of policy uncertainty at the moment, in particular with regard to climate change. And we need clarity from government so as to not compound the technology risk that we already face. Then there's a clear barrier at the moment that existing valuation models have limited capacity to really take account of ESG factors. Then the data that is available is often of not so such good quality, nor is it consistent. And initiatives like the Global Real Estate Sustainability Benchmark are one that could perhaps be replicated in other sectors too. And one of the other barriers that I see is that responsible investment isn't just something that you can adopt and drop and perhaps do on the side. It really requires a genuine commitment from the top and a genuine strategic commitment. So for us, it is one of our investment beliefs that feeds into strategic investment planning and then into the work in the different asset classes. And I think broader promotion of that approach is one of the barriers or one of the solutions in the end that we can find to it. Then last but not least, I think there's a capacity issue that both practitioners and academics should develop classes like the ICGN masterclass that was recently being held that allows other practitioners to understand what the concept of responsible investment entails.
From your point of view, what is needed to further accelerate the transition towards sustainable investing?
Yeah, what I think is a key point that in some countries there's already quite a strong culture of a dialogue between companies and shareholders. And if we can broaden the appeal of that and have those kind of discussions in many more countries, that I think will help. Also, the discussions between companies and investors really need to shift to focus a lot more on ESG value drivers. So to frame the discussions in the context of value creation, how companies create and can sustain value. I think that would be incredibly helpful. Then also there are in some jurisdictions, particularly in the US, there is still doubt as to whether an approach to responsible investment is compatible with fiduciary duty. And it is, and it would be very important to promote this notion that it is fully compatible, because that would really accelerate it. And last but not least, I think one should also think of doing more behavioral research into how financial analysts and portfolio managers make use of ESG or sustainability information. There's quite a trend at the moment towards integrated reporting, so creating an integrated account of the financial and sustainability performance and of value creation. And it would be good to know how actually that can best be processed within investment decision-making processes.